could have had 4,000 people listening, you know, one day and 10 the next day. I have no idea because, you know, the ratings were non-existent in those days when it came to what DET did. So it was just really freaking bizarre. But so that was the thing. I went back to DET in 83 after we go to sort of long circuitous loop, and then got the job at LBS. And then officially I was kind of done at DET at that point. That was the end of that era. It was the end of 83. I'd have loved to have stayed on and done a completely free-form show, but you know, at one point I actually had to start making money at doing what I was, you know what I mean? Because DET didn't really pay. I mean, they paid, I board up and they paid me to board up. I would board up like Saturdays and Sundays. I think Calvin put me on the schedule when I came back from California. And that was about it. And it was probably, I don't even know what the minimum wage, $3.50 an hour or something. It was, you know, probably wasn't even worth it, you know, considering the fuel and all the bullshit. You probably get a paycheck for 50, 60 bucks every couple of weeks, but that didn't really matter. It was starting the revolution.